Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news from the past week. And I'm going to start off, as I oftentimes will do, by going to my favorite news source, the venerable Yahoo News, and see what kind of articles they've got up there for us today. Because as you may recall, when Donald Trump was president, often at times I would open up the show and I would talk about the articles that they have on there. Numerous articles, one after the other, criticizing the president. Let's see how many articles they have up there tonight criticizing Joe Biden and speaking truth to power the way that only Yahoo News can do. Well, Joe Biden's not in this first article. The headline is, Kate Middleton honors the Queen at Philip's funeral. Now, I'm not sure how she does it, but the byline here is, Diana wore it in 1982. Well, I'm not going to click through that story, but does this mean that Kate Middleton is wearing something that Princess Diana wore in 1982? Because not only is that morbid, it's probably also unclean. Next story, angry Yankees fans pelt the field with baseballs. That sounds unlikely. Next story here, how serious is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine risk? Experts explain. I'd like to know how serious it is, and I am going to actually go to that story later on. Let's do that next, because I am interested in that. Next headline here, Terry Crews, wife, get frank about infidelity, addiction. Yeah, I'm not going to look at that story either. Why police can stop drivers with air fresheners. I'm curious, but not going to read it. And then finally, Perry couldn't stand the sound of four non-blondes. I have no clue what that story is about. Let's see if they have anything a little bit further down. Oh, here's a headline. I noticed a purple blister on my hand. Weeks later, I developed sepsis and lost my feet. Sounds unpleasant, to say the least. And anything else here? No. So I don't see anything here about one Mr. Joseph Biden. And you would think that I would, considering how much time they spent talking trash about Donald Trump when he was a president. I'm surprised that Yahoo isn't taking their normal hardline stance in their quest for good journalism and giving us juicy stories about corruption in the Biden presidency. You know, that's a real disappointment, because I was looking forward to that stuff. You know, I thought, boy, they really railed on Donald Trump. I'll bet once Biden gets in, they're going to keep doing the same thing. But no, it looks like they're not doing the same thing at all. In fact, if I were a conspiracy theorist, which I am not, I would say that they're actively avoiding the topic of Joe Biden, the president. Oh, now here's a Yahoo story I'd like to look at. It says, Pfizer CEO says a third vaccine dose is likely. Moderna updates booster shot timeline. Pfizer CEO sees need for a third vaccine dose as Moderna updates its timeline on third booster shot. Pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine remains. Yahoo Finances, so this comes from Yahoo Finance. So this to me feels like a video game where once you buy the game, then you can get DLC downloadable content. So it's not enough to just get the vaccine, but now we've got to worry about all these variants that might come out. And so we need additional content, additional shots to help us out and protect us from this deadly disease. And speaking of deadly, it looks like Johnson & Johnson is having a little bit of trouble there. They had, as you heard me say, a pause on their vaccination. Let's take a look at Yahoo's headline that we were looking at earlier. How serious is the Johnson & Johnson blood clot risk compared to common medications? Experts explain. And then they basically, looks like they talk about how the Johnson & Johnson shot's really great and there's nothing to worry about. In fact, they to bolster their argument, posted several nobodies on Twitter and said and posted what they had to comment about it. Here's one from Geraldine at Everywhereist. I don't know what Everywhereist. Okay. So the odds of getting a blood clot from the J&J vaccine are literally 1 in 1,000,000, and they stopped administering it. Do you know the odds of getting blood clots from birth control? It's 1 in 1,000. This is considered very low odds. Interesting. I wonder if you put that up against the mortality rate of the COVID virus itself, how that would stack up. Especially considering the age of the people who have had trouble from this vaccine. And according to the story here, it says that all six cases, it's only six cases, but this is after 6.8 million doses. So it's actually better than 1 in 1,000,000. All six cases happened in women between the ages of 18 to 48, with symptoms developing 6 to 13 days after they were vaccinated. Well, that doesn't, to me, sound like a lot of cases. And the fact that they pulled this vaccine says to the conspiracy theorists in me, maybe there's a little bit more to this story that we don't know about. I'm going to go ahead for the time being and take my chances with the virus. That may or may not be a responsible decision to make, but at the age that I'm at, that's the one that I'm going to go with. You can decide what's best for you. You know, the efficacy rate of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is only 72%. Did you know that? Yeah, and you know, all of this doesn't really matter anyway that much, I don't think, because apparently, according to Dr. Fauci, you still need to wear a mask. You might still get it again anyway. And here's the story. This is on Eat This, Not That. Just because you're fully vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't mean you're completely protected against a highly transmissible and deadly virus. During the White House COVID-19 response team briefing on Monday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the president and director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, discussed the concept of breakthrough infections at great length, revealing how you could become infected with COVID even after being vaccinated. And then they have a couple of things that can happen. They say that you might get a breakthrough infection. It you get infected anyway. Primary vaccine failure. Your body doesn't mount an immune response to the vaccine. Secondary vaccine failure is that immunity fades. A vaccine may fail to a new strain of the virus. So you still got to be careful. You still got to wear mask, or as Dr. Fauci is now recommending, double masking because it's got a better fit. And then I'm watching Fauci and Jim Jordan have a conversation, Congressman Jim Jordan, and Jim Jordan asked Fauci a simple question. He says, Dr. Fauci, when are we going to get our liberties back? When are we going to be able to walk around again, go back to normal? Instead of answering the question, Dr. Fauci says, well, I don't see it as a liberty issue. I see it as a health issue. And then Jim Jordan, stupidly, in my opinion, pushes back on that and calls it a liberty issue again. And then Dr. Fauci goes back to the health thing again. So they go back and forth on that for a little while. And Fauci never answers the damn question. And then at the end, they're trying to shut Jim Jordan up. They're like, your time's expired. And Jim Jordan's like, well, can he answer the question? He didn't answer the question. And then, like, some other dude answers a question on his behalf, and Jim Jordan says, you know, with all due respect, you're not a doctor. I want to hear the doctor say it. And then they say, well, the time's expired. It's over, right? And that's it. And he never answers the question. So in the news now, instead of focusing on the fact that Dr. Fauci never answered the question of what the requirements of society are going to have to be in order to be able to go back to normal, instead of giving actual benchmarks of what we need to accomplish, they frame the conversation as Jim Jordan taking this personally. What the hell? Who cares if he takes it personally? The question was never answered. That's the important part. I don't care if Jim Jordan has made this a personal issue or not. What I want to know is he correct when he says, or when are we going to get to go back to normal? I don't care how he frames it, if he frames it as liberty or not. Dr. Fauci knows damn well what he was asking, and he just stalled for time, and it worked, and Jim Jordan let him get away with it. And I like Jim Jordan, but, you know, in an effort to win, you gave the other guy an out, see? So you should have let Dr. Fauci, for the moment, frame it however you wanted to, and then you could have followed up on it. But the point is to get him to answer the question. And the real truth is he can't answer the question. It's like asking a Democrat, you know, what tax rate is enough? And you get these vague answers. Now, Dr. Fauci has hinted at 90%, similarly to the way that Bernie Sanders hinted at 90% being a good tax rate.
Well, I can't say for sure, but in the past it was 90%, and things were great then.
Yeah, I don't think so. The day you try to take 90% of my money, you know what? I was going to say the day you try to take 90% of my money is the day that I get off my fat ass and actually run for office. But you know what? They're already taking 40% of my money, and I still haven't done it. So what does that say about us as a society, huh? And now we're going to let Dr. Fauci get away with implying that 90% of the United States out of 350 million people have to be vaccinated before we can take off the masks and walk around like normal people? And I know if Dr. Fauci was here, he'd be like, well, that's not what I meant. That's not what I'm saying. Well, he didn't answer the question, and he's never going to answer the question. Because he loves traipsing around and getting on the covers of magazines and getting TV interviews and appearing on YouTube channels, and he's going to milk this as long as he can. And if you can't see that Dr. Fauci is fraudulent after all of this, I got a bridge to sell you. Even Bill Maher has seen it. Even Bill Maher is seeing through this garbage. Ultra-liberal Bill Maher. I'm going to play a little clip of his show and listen to how he's actually telling the truth. It's gone too far even for him.
In a recent Gallup survey, Democrats did much worse than Republicans in getting the right answer to the fundamental question, what are the chances that someone who gets COVID will need to be hospitalized? The answer is between 1 and 5%. 41% of Democrats thought it was over 50%. Another 28% put the chances at 20 to 49. So almost 70% of Democrats are wildly off on this key question and also have a greatly exaggerated view of the danger of COVID-2 and the mortality rate among children. All of which explains why today the states with the highest share of schools that are still closed are all blue states. So if the right-wing media bubble has to own things like climate change denial, shouldn't liberal media have to answer for, how did your audience wind up believing such a bunch of crap about COVID?
It's shocking, right? Shocking. I mean, this has got to be some kind of canary in the coal mine. When Trump derangement syndrome having Bill Maher doesn't buy your garbage anymore, there's some trouble with the narrative. I'm going to let it continue on.
A new report in The Atlantic says the media won't stop putting pictures of the beach on stories about COVID, even though it's looking increasingly like the beach is the best place to avoid it. Sunlight is the best disinfectant, and vitamin D is the key to a robust immune system. Texas lifted its COVID restrictions recently, and their infection rates went down, in part because of people getting outside to let the sun and wind do their thing.
Hey, did Bill Maher say that story was in The Atlantic? Trump hating at The Atlantic? Man, even The Atlantic now is calling out, well, I guess themselves, but still, this is definitely heartening. Let's see what else Bill Maher has got to say on this topic.
But to many liberals, that can't be right, because Texas and beach-loving Florida have Republican governors. But life is complicated. I've read that the governor of Florida reads. I know we like to think of Florida as only middle school teachers on bath salts having sex with their students in front of an alligator. But apparently the governor is also a voracious consumer of the scientific literature. And maybe that's why he protected his most vulnerable population, the elderly, way better than did the governor of New York.
Oh, sick burn, dude. Man, I should just sit back and let Bill Maher do the show. You know, it's funny, his commentary is actually better than his jokes nowadays. I'm going to let this last little bit play out here. And by the way, I've been cutting a lot of the audience applause. I mean, they're going nuts to this stuff.
Those are just facts. I know it's irresponsible of me to say them. Look, Here's what I'm saying. I don't want politics mixed in with my medical decisions.
Beautiful, dude. And I think he really brings it home with that point. I mean, he's a year too late, right? I mean, this should have been done a year ago. Remember, it's 2 weeks to stop the to slow the spread so that hospital beds would be available. But they act like this thing is a zombie outbreak. Oh, and they, you know, you can shove it with that 500,000 people number. I don't believe that at all. Now, look, that's my opinion. That's my opinion. Let me put that out there. This entire show is commentary. You know, this is my opinion. Take it with a grain of salt. And I know that it's verboten to question the official numbers, especially nowadays. You know, I hate that we're back into this thing. This reminds me of the days after 9/11, right? You can't question anything officially, otherwise you're back then it was unpatriotic. Now they call you, I can't remember, they have another name. And now, thanks to the Patriot Act and other laws like that, you know, it seems like they can do just about anything that they want to you, right? They visited that guy's home for criticizing AOC, for criticizing a congressperson. They actually visited his home. That's crazy, dude. You know, I was looking at the website. Reddit had a subreddit called The Donald. It's like a place on the internet, right? And they saw the writing on the wall, and they knew they were going to get banned out of there. So they created a place called TheDonald.win. Well, I just looked at that website, and it's gone now. And the person who found it said that he had taken out the website and it was a place for free discussion, and now it's no longer there. And one of the reasons why is because they were getting investigated. They were getting calls, threats, and being investigated by the FBI. Now, isn't that funny? Because these people that organized everything from the storming of the Capitol to whatever other, you know, riot you want to talk about, they organize on Twitter and they organize on Facebook. But they pretend that they're organizing on Gab and these other places as an excuse to investigate them, threaten them, and shut them down. That is frightening. And that is much more unpatriotic than almost all the stuff that these guys talk about, right? I saw a tweet from AOC, I mentioned her earlier, saying something like, I think it's you can get like $9,000 or $14,000 if you have the cause of death of your family member changed to COVID, and then you they'll pay for the funeral expenses. Now, I know that's not the only program like that. Do you not see how that can lead to incorrect numbers and misreporting? I would love to know what the actual numbers on all of this stuff really is. I just saw them making fun of somebody. Oh, it was Bill Maher. Bill Maher was actually making fun of somebody for people on the right for saying that you can't spread COVID unless you have symptoms. Well, it was a representative of, I believe, the CDC. It might have been the WHO. I can't remember which one. But one of those organizations, and I don't have time to look it up, but I promise you it's true. And I've mentioned it on the show before. They have the director of the organization, or a representative of the organization, come on, and they say to you in plain English that transmission through people who are asymptomatic is rare. I think they might have even said very rare. So, I mean, what do you expect from people when they hear directly from the horse's mouth, from the people who are supposed to know about this stuff? They're getting direct information, not through a news person, but through a representative of these organizations. How can you blame them for thinking the so-called wrong thing? And in fact, I don't believe it was the wrong thing. I think they were telling the truth. An incident like that just happened earlier this week, too. They did it again. Oh, yeah, I think they said that the transmission through surfaces is not a real thing. You don't have to worry about that. You know, we were spending all that time, you know, wiping everything down. I remember coming back from the grocery store cleaning the bags. And then they come out and they go, oh, that's not important. No, you didn't need to do that. That's not necessary. You know, that isn't really a thing that happens. And then I think they walk that back later on. And then you wonder why there's so much confusion out there. It's because of this misinformation that we're given. And I have a sneaking suspicion. And again, conspiracy, right? I have a sneaking suspicion that the first story they give us is correct. And then politics gets involved and they go, oh no, we can't have that out there. And they take it away. All right, switching gears a little bit, but still in the same vein of misinformation. Have you seen the stories regarding CNN recently coming out of Project Veritas's YouTube channel? They have video of this guy named Charlie Chester. He's a technical director for CNN. And he is saying to their undercover journalist, these things that are, you know, that we already know, but now we've got even more proof about it. Things like, if it bleeds, it leads. We made, what was the quote? COVID, gangbusters with ratings. And that's why they have the death toll over there on the side. Basically admitting that they love putting fear into people because it gets ratings. And guys, this is why I keep saying on the show that I don't blame people so much as I blame the people reporting the news, because they stir people up into a frenzy. And if you have people who are on the left and they watch these leftist news channels only, and I know that there are people on the right that do this too. Man, I've heard some callous things from people on the right. Okay, I'm not exempting them at all. However, out of the people that I know, most of the people that are on the right listen to multiple news sources. Whereas people who are on the left are crazy. They only listen to CNN, MSNBC. They only listen to leftist news sources. And they get these nutty, in my opinion, these nutty narratives that can't possibly be true. I remember speaking to this dude who said he was a libertarian. And he comes out and he says that he believes in Russiagate. I'm like, how can you think that Putin, that Donald Trump is a puppet for Putin and he's the president, that we have a secret undercover Putin puppet who heretofore had never shown any signs of anything to do with Russian collusion? Now, you know, if you look at, not to put a double standard on it, if you look at somebody like Eric Swalwell, right, who has now been shown that to be sleeping with a Chinese agent, that's insane. Now, if he became president and they said, oh, it looks like he's got some ties to China, I could believe that. Or even Joe Biden, whose son has had dealings, you know, hired on by these companies. And it just came out that was it president or vice president of one of the companies? They found a text message saying that, thank you for introducing me to your father. I mean, you know, and other things that I remember that show some influence that I could understand. But that whole narrative with Donald Trump for all those years, and now these reporters come out and they show that so much of this that they said was true was not actually true. And remember, Joe Biden would not answer questions about the Supreme Court. And now here, NBC News, there's an article, Democrats to introduce bill to expand Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. President Joe Biden announced the formation of a commission last week to study the court's structure, including the number of justices and their lengths of service. A commission? Just look at it. Go to Wikipedia. It ain't tough, but we knew that this was going to happen.